Florida law already prohibits employers, landlords, and providers of goods and services from discriminating against someone or harassing them because of their race, religion, or other attributes. The bill adds gender identity and sexual orientation to that list.
And last year, we had a breakthrough year.
For the second year in a row, Orlando Democratic Representative Joe Saunders, one of the legislature's few openly gay lawmakers, is co-sponsoring what he calls the Florida Competitive Workforce Act.
Countless employees still live or work in places where placing a picture of their family on their desk can lead to legalized harassment, the denial of promotion, or the unemployment line.
Democrats had filed the bill every year for a decade before that, but without strong bipartisan support, such a measure never stood a chance. This year, Saunders is partnering with Key West Republican Holly Rauschein.
And it happened because a member of the other side of the aisle reached out to me and said that she wanted to bring her party to the table of equal opportunity.
Saunders says he believes the bill has enough support to pass the full House. Rauschein, though, says she's working on getting more Republican sponsors to sign on. Her message to them? It's good for the economy.
Protecting Florida's workforce from all forms of discrimination will help us draw the best and the brightest to our state, both internationally and nationally.
Republican Representatives Heather Fitzenhagen of Fort Myers and Dave Hood from Daytona Beach also pledged their support at a Tuesday press conference announcing the bill. On the Senate side, the bill's lone sponsor is Wellington Democrat Joseph Abruzzo. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.